could you give us a little more background on how these latest round of protests got started? From my reading, it doesn't seem to have very much to do with those protests we were familiar with a couple of years back now.
No, that's right. I mean, the Yellow Vest movement was very much based in terms of, you know, economic frustration and so on. And the that protest movement really became almost impossible earlier this year with the various controls because of the COVID crisis. The protests that we're seeing in more recent times have to do, first of all, with that truly horrific murder of the schoolteacher in Paris at the end of October. Mm. And so there was a whole round of protests in the name of freedom of speech. But then that then became more complicated by one of the laws that the French government introduced to control protests, which were concerned with the rights of people to actually film police during protests. And so now we're also seeing protests that are opposed to increasing police powers. So it's a pretty complicated situation.
So this was the murder of schoolteacher, was it Samuel Paty, I believe, who used caricatures of Muhammad during a sort of lesson and then was, I believe, beheaded
for
this kind of situation. Horrible, horrific circumstance. These tensions that we're seeing in France at the moment, these kind of religious and freedom of speech sort of tensions, just how long have they kind of been simmering in the country? Because it seems to me that it's been quite a while.
Oh, yes. I mean, they've been acute in recent years. But look, to be quite frank, we have to go back more than 230 years to the time of the French Revolution, which where the new revolutionary government in 1789 tried to deal with religious tensions between Catholics and Protestants and Jews by introducing the notion of rights. That's to say that religions were to have equal rights of respect, equal rights to worship, but at the same time that had to be balanced against the rights of freedom of speech. And what revolutionary governments argued very strongly was that religion very much should be a matter of private life, and that the public domain, the state, should be purely secular. Now, the problem has always been, ever since that time in France, that there are times when, in fact, religious conflict and religious views spill over into public life. Obviously, in recent years, this has focused very much on issues around the place of Muslims in France and the issue around Samuel Paty and those famous cartoons that he showed his students was to do with the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, which had published cartoons both depicting and apparently mocking Muhammad, which caused enormous resentment among sections of the Muslim population.
It seems unusual to me that, for one, the protests are obviously revolving around this this kind of situation right here, and yet at the same time opposed to the new security laws aimed at combating Islamic radicalism, in the words of the French government. Why is it that the two have kind of met a confluence in these protests?
Oh, the argument of many people concerned with civil liberties is that even though the government is saying, look, we need to enact these security laws because individual police are becoming very vulnerable, the more extreme elements of the protests are actually publishing photos of police online, which is threatening the safety of police and their families. There are many people who are concerned with civil liberties who are saying, well, that's going too far. It's one thing to want to protect police from sort of violent recrimination after protests. It's quite another thing to stop people filming police committing acts that might be themselves against the law. So that's the current legal situation in France at the moment. And the government has made it plain that it's planning to reform the draft legislation. In other words, it's not planning to ban people from filming police. But this is why that legislation is currently on the books. The government's very concerned that there is a tendency towards people withdrawing their children from state schools in order for them to go to have homeschooling or to go to very exclusive private schools where the state, in fact, can't control the sort of education that they're receiving. They're, you know, and they're worried about what they call Islamic radicalism being taught in those situations.
And in terms of the political situation, you mentioned sort of the government's view on these ones here, but how is this reflecting on the Macron government at the moment?
Oh, look, I think that's really fundamentally important in all of this because there are presidential elections due early in 2022 and in about 16 months. And I think Macron, as a sort of centrist, centre-right candidate or president, is concerned at the way that the far right, Marine Le Pen's party, might pick up on popular antipathy towards Islamic radicalism and to these occasional outbursts of horrific violence, as we saw against Samuel Paty, the schoolteacher. Although it has to be stressed very strongly, the vast majority of Muslim organisations were equally horrified by what happened. There's a lot of political frustration in France because the left is very fractured. And I think a lot of people are concerned that when the presidential elections come around in 2022, that the choice is going to be between a centre-right and a far-right candidate because the left is so divided.
Great shock there. Peter, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us and unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
That's a pleasure. All the best.